after the downfall of the Third Reich, we wanted to go back to Hamburg again, and we also hoped we would find my father there. So we grabbed a little handcart and put all our possession onto the handcart and started walking towards Dresden, and then on towards down the Elbe stream to Hamburg. These were the times where everyone was on the move. Sometimes we had a little bit of transport, and other times we just had to walk. And we were lucky enough to go through the Soviet-occupied zone with any problems, and ended up in Hamburg, which was occupied by the British. And when we arrived, my father had already come through. He was only briefly interned as a soldier, and then set free by the English, and was sitting already in the kitchen of this his workshop, and was just brewing a coffee when we came. So this was very nice to be back in Hamburg. This was a city that was in ruins. The whole area where we lived, were not many houses left. Most of it was in ashes. We were neighborhood of a part of the city where, from a whole suburb, there were just two houses standing. One was a church, and the other one was in this industrial building, but everything else was in ruins. And this was a suburb where the working families lived, and hardly anyone had come out during the bombing out of this suburb. And it was an endless view of ruins, and just this one needle sticking out, the church that was not bombed. Hamburg was rebuilding and cleaning up the streets, cleaning up the ruins, the half-standing houses, which had to be demolished before they could be carried away. Kids of different upbringing came together, climbing into half-destroyed houses. And it sounds adventurous, and it certainly was, but certainly not a good upbringing for any child. All there, one focus was surviving and building up again. It was not so that you had, let's say, a church community or a club community, or there was no hold between people. There was, I think there was too much there, that had gone on, that people were thinking of it. I think surviving was the most important thing. I think that everyone was trying for himself, as it is still today. I would say a very self-centered society. I was reading the stories of these adventurers who went out to Australia, who went out into Asia. And my grandfather, who was a captain and traveled all the countries, and the stories that I heard. So I assumed that I possibly would become a seafarer. I never pursued that. We are talking now the age between 9 when I arrived in Hamburg, and the age of 15, I would say, which is pretty important in the development. The main thing that I can remember that hit me was that I developed a polio in arms and legs, and went to hospital for 3/4 of a year. And it was my first experience with pain, and my first experience with overcoming pain. And this was a total new experience for me. And it is an experience that I have very much learned from, that you have to roll with the balls as they come. And just to build up strength of my body, I started swimming, and did this in a swimming club, which my mother actually had joined when she was a girl. And I built up physical strength, and I became a rather good swimmer and champion also in some areas. I was doing freestyle and backstroke. My biggest achievement was a long distance champion in Hamburg of the different clubs. But it was also, again, it's local, but Hamburg is a big city, so it was something. Yes. I really must say I value this time very much, because I believe in these years I learned about discipline, self-discipline, more than about anything else. The experience with the hospital and the experience in swimming, I think, have formed me very strongly for the future. I had friends that brought me into a Christian group, a youth group. I lived with this group, and we were a very progressive group there, and became later also a leader of one of the youth groups. So I was very embedded in the whole philosophy of the Lutheran church there. I developed a connection to a Christian Christian basis of living. I must say, I learned there about humanity more than I learned about a Christian doctrine. And by then already I had also entered my father's workshop as an apprentice. I think it was a convenience. The workshop was there, and without seeing a final aim there, I just went into it. That I, in the end, made something out of it is fantastic, but was not planned from the very beginning. But the only thing that was seen was that I possibly could take over this workshop at a later age, which didn't happen.